Edom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Edom Babli, Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Daled on the base, four lines up from the foot of the page, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Mefirim Nedoim B'Shabbos. The Mishnah teaches women annul vows of a wife or daughter on Shabbos. Tani Ben Nedoim Shein Lesarech HaShabbos, Ben Nedoim Shein Lesarech HaShabbos, and Ben Nishalem Nedoim Shein Lesarech HaShabbos. Baisa says that this is both vows about something needed for Shabbos and vows not needed for Shabbos. We may ask the Chum to permit vows needed for Shabbos. Aloi shalei l'sirich ha-Shabbos loi. V'achin shu yochol afeh l'mocha. And we can infer that what is not needed for Shabbos, no, for a Chum can permit it tomorrow. V'kub yosi v'b Yehuda, v'kub raza v'b Shimon da'amau afeh nadoim me'es le'es afil nadoim shein l'sirich ha-Shabbos le'yofeh. The Gemara comments that according to Yosef of Yehuda and the Rav of Yosef Shimon, who say that Hafaos Nadon is Me'es Le'es, even Nadon not needed for Shabbos, he cannot annul. Not only that one cannot permit such Nadon, one cannot even annul them, for he can annul after Shabbos. The Pasuk of Yaakov should not be treated Le'le Shabbos. The Gemara retracts, as it says, we can say that the Baisa is like everyone. She vowed at the beginning of Shabbos night, he cannot annul after Shabbos because 24 hours will have passed. We have all b'shem of Yochanan habal sha'ama ein kan neda ein kan shivua le'ama klum v'yokin sha'ama mufalech batalech le'ama klum. We have all quoting of Yochanan said that if a husband said there is no vow here or there is no shivua here, it has no effect because these are expressions of hathoros and chacham and not hafara of a bal. If a chacham said it is mufal annul for you or it is but of you, it has no effect, because these are expressions of hafar, of a husband, not hatar, that the chacham says to say. Elezeh kel chasoy, vezeh kel chasoy, habal oma mufalech, batalech, vazokin oime, inkan neder, inkan shua. Rather, this one must permit like his law, and this one like his law, meaning the husband says mufa for you, or but of you, and the chacham says there's no vow here, or there's no shavu here. Yochanan asked that early Chacham were asked, may one ask to permit his kiyum? Echavida, what's the case? Nadra isha v'shama ba'ala v'leheifela, shita sheinem meifela le'inyan habal, ma'u sheifela le'inyan hazokin. If a woman vowed and her husband heard and did not annul that day, which is like kiyum, obviously he cannot annul for her as a husband. Can he permit for her like a Chacham if he's a Chacham? Man and Kaiman, what's the case? In Benadom Shabeno Levena, Nidwe Absmehem. If there are vows between him and her, this is like his own vows, surely he cannot permit them like a Chacham. Elekin and Kaiman, Benadom Shabeno Levena Chayim. Rather, they are vows of Inui Nefesh between her and others. If they're not the Inui Nefesh, the husband cannot annul them, and also Kiyim does not apply. Below Rabbi Yehuda, what was the question to early Chachamim? Is it not Rabbi Yehuda who says that a Chacham cannot permit his wife's vows between her and others, and Chachamim permit in the Goyim, in the second parak. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, v'chiyah tani la b'shem Chachamim. Now it says that our text of that Mishnah taught Rabbi Yehuda, v'chiyah taught so in the name of the Chachamim. They asked which text is correct. Ma'u lahatir nedoim alayla. Now may Chacham permit vows at night, perhaps it's like judgment, which is during the day. Ma'im nedo habal shekosu b'hen b'yoim ha'u yameifim alayla, nedo zokin shein kosu b'hen b'yoim likol shekein. Husband's hafar of a neder about which it says b'yoyim, he can annul at night. A chacham's hator of a nedoim about which it does not say b'yoyim, all the more so he can permit it at night. Ma'ul ha'atel yediyat ha'ugum, may a chacham permit through a translator. Nishvim anador, v'y abu bar zutra, yis abid tugum and rabbi yochanan b'chada isa, v'lehavas chachama mishma, shisei suristan. Now, as we learn from the following, v'y abu bar zutra was a translator for rabbi yochanan for a woman we do not understand Lashon HaKodesh or even Aramaic. Ani ein nishalim nedoim ela atufim shesei v'anishal yoshev. The Baisa says we ask to permit vows only from Chacham cloaked, means the way judges judge, and the Chacham who is asked, he sits. V'asho yosach liyos eimed ben adin v'omdu shnei ha'inoshim ha'shelahem ha'viv. The one who asks must stand, and we learn this from the Pasuk, as it says, and the two men who have the argument shall stand. Who asks, well, this teaches only about litigants. What's the source for one who asks halachos na'agadois? answer the Torah could have written amdu, and rather it wrote va'amdu to teach him also about halachos and agodis. Rachav Papa Salak Mishri Nidra Rabbi Imi Ichabah Midak Deleima Ein Kan Neder. Rachav Papa went to permit the vow of Rabbi Imi. Rabbi Imi delayed while standing in order for Rachav Papa to say there's no vow here, which is the minimum time that he must stand. Rabbi Mana Salak Mishri Nidra to Gamliel to Kuntia Ichabah Midak Deleima Ein Kan Neder Ein Kan Shua. Mana went to permit the vow of Gamliel of Kuntia. Gamliel delayed while standing in order to say, there's no vow here, there's no shura here. Perhaps the man stood for him, because the Gamliel was older, and therefore he stood for the minimum time. The man went to permit the vow of Gamliel, his grandson. Gamliel told him, don't do to me like you did to my grandfather, rather sit and I will stand. Gamliel was concerned lest the man fear that if he does not stand for him, as he stood for his grandfather, he will be insulted, and therefore he told him, don't stand for me at all. The entire time I'll stand and you will sit, but this is ideal.